This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners NewsHour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
And welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners NewsHour. It's a real treat to be able to present to you a rock star in the Second Amendment movement, a fellow who came to light like a meteor at night, going and testifying at the Greensboro, North Carolina City Council against their effort to ban gun shows. And what made it so remarkable, perhaps, is that the whole notion that black Americans are supposed to be liberal was shattered once again, as if Alan West wasn't enough and many other black Americans that have come forth and expressed very solid and articulate conservative views. Perhaps I should not fail to mention Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. So here's Mark Robinson testifying before this city council in Greensboro. And Mark, your support of a gun show, of the Second Amendment, and of a number of related conservative principles, all in the same short space of time one is allowed to testify before a city council, I think you probably were not a very popular guy on the other side of that dais. Am I guessing correctly?
I would assume so. I would assume so. I assume that would be correct. Yes, sir.
I hope folks will go to YouTube and look up what you did there. And we've had an interview with you with Eric Pratt, our executive director. You are the liberals' worst nightmare, and they're having a lot of them lately. A black conservative who really takes it to the statist views of the liberals, who, after all, the Democrat Party, the liberals, are the party that has been for regulating us into slavery now. Were the party of Jim Crow, and before that, the party of legal slavery in the United States. And they haven't gotten over their loss there. And, Mark, I got to say, somebody like you gives them the vapors.
Yeah, I think so, too, because I like many others, recognize that their party platform has always been wrong for this country. They've been wrong on every major issue throughout history.
That's quite a record. At least they're consistent. But they want us to believe that somehow they're for the little guy, they're for the minorities, they're for doing what's right, and it doesn't seem to work out that way.
Never does. Never does.
Well, I don't know. I didn't look it up. Maybe you've had a count of how many people have seen the speech that you gave before the city council, but I wouldn't be surprised to hear that it's well over a million views on one Facebook and another.
Oh, well, it's on the Daily Voices, Daily Caller, I think it's up to about almost 40 million.
40 million.
Ben Scott totaled it up, and I think in total it's close to about 51 million views total.
You're like the Grim Reaper for the Democrat Party. That's fabulous.
I'm still in shock, actually.
I shouldn't have introduced you as Mark Robinson of Greensboro. I should have introduced you as the Grim Reaper of the Democrat Party.
I'll take that name. I certainly would like to see them either completely change their ways or disappear one or the other.
Well, if they want to change their ways, they're welcome to come into the Republican Party. We are, after all, the party that doesn't discriminate.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Never have been.
So, in fact, one of your first defenders was the state gun group, Grassroots of North Carolina, which is a really good group, very articulate, very much a no-compromise group. as we try to be at the federal level. They are working there in North Carolina and doing an excellent job. And from what I understand, they were one of the first that came alongside of you.
They were. I think there was a member there of Grassroots North Carolina. He is actually responsible for posting it first on Facebook. Posted even before I could. I never got a chance to post it, actually. He posted it, and then my congressional representative, he posted it, and from there it took off.
Once it was posted, my understanding is that you didn't have much of it. If you dared to pick up the phone, there'd be somebody on the line. It was ringing nonstop, and the media was virtually lined up outside your house.
Yes, it was. Those first days were very hectic. I've had a lot of busy days since then, but certainly those first days, it was like a whirlwind. I think if it hadn't been for my wife, I wouldn't have known what to do. She's been helping me completely through this whole thing. But, yeah, those first days were something else. It was like a total whirlwind. I never expected any of this stuff to come from that. I really didn't.
Well, and I'm sure the liberals didn't either.
Somebody told me that was the look on their face. They were looking at me wondering, is this for real? Is this a joke? What is this? I think they were completely shocked.
Because no matter how many times they've seen that that's not true, and I mentioned Clarence Thomas, and I mentioned, I think, former Congressman Alan West, time and time again, they should have had opportunity to hear from people like you, but it doesn't fit their narrative. And when they're presented with that kind of information, it's like water on a duck's back. It just rolls off.
Absolutely. You know, one of the three ways that leftists always have to try to denigrate somebody's message, the first thing they try to do is they try to ignore you. When they can't ignore you, then they ridicule you. And when ridicule doesn't work, then they try to destroy you. You look at what they did with President Trump. They did the same thing with him. I think one of the things they're doing with a lot of conservative black Americans is they're trying to ignore it. And the reason why they try to ignore us is because they're afraid to ridicule us because it makes them look, quote, racist. But I think it also has a lot to do with this entire illegal immigration issue, because they know they're losing part of their base in the black community to conservatism. They can see it happening. They can see black Americans starting to wake up and say, hey, I don't have to be a Democrat. I can go another way. And the Democrats have got to fill that void. That's why they are so desperate to open up our borders and allow all these illegals to come in unvetted. And because they want them as votes. That's all it is to them. It's a numbers game for votes. They need to replace what they're losing out of the black community.
I think you are spot on. And they're just assuming that those illegals, when they're made citizens, or made voters, if not even citizens, will be Democrats. And it's because they are losing the black community. My guess is, and I attend an Hispanic church, the Spanish speakers that I'm familiar with are not inclined at all to socialism. You mentioned the name Hugo Chavez,
yes,
the late dictator of Venezuela.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, they know exactly what you're talking about. So the Democrats, the liberals, I repeat myself, are really running out of opportunities to find voters. And they are assuming that all these illegals coming in are going to be their voters, and I suppose to the extent that they can convert them into a dependent class, they might have something going. But making dependents out of people has been their game since Jefferson Davis?
Absolutely. Even probably go far back to that, to Andrew Jackson, who pandered to the, quote, working class back in his day, and create the Democratic Party that we have now. So, I mean, when we talk about the illegal immigration, that's one of the things I see Republicans missing on the vote on, is that they need to be speaking directly to these immigrants and telling them, hey, if you're truly running away from violence and gangs and all that, we need to try to come here legally. Because
well, Mark, hold on to that point about how you need to come here. We're heading into a break, and we're going to be back and talk some more with Mark Robinson of Greensboro, North Carolina, a defender of the Second Amendment.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Well, thanks for being with us for this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. As you have heard, if you were with us in the first segment of the show, my guest today is Mark Robinson. And he is a rock star in the Second Amendment movement. He got his cred at a city council meeting in Greensboro, North Carolina, where the powers that be thought it would be just dandy. They figured out a way they were going to start strangling the Second Amendment, and they were going to make it so that people couldn't go to a gun show. At least the left seems to have figured out, Mark, that the gun show is, what would we say, in the old days it might have been the potbelly stove in the middle of the general store where people came in to talk about the issues of the day in their time. And the gun show is a place where people go not just to look for guns, but there's mm-hmm. a lot of interaction, and it kind of yes. reinforces the sense of togetherness of being a movement.
Right.
We are the Second Amendment, and they're the folks that don't like the Second Amendment and want to do away with it. So naturally, they target gun shows. This is nothing new, and the only real surprise they had. Because they figured, I'm sure, there'd be opposition from gun groups. But here was Citizen Mark Robinson, not identified, to my knowledge, Mark, with any particular group. You may have had a secret membership in some conservative group. You may have voted Republican without telling anybody. But you know, all of a sudden, you're here at this city council meeting, and in a very articulate, direct fashion, you made the case for the Second Amendment, and that these guys ought to read again what it means to say, shall it be infringed?
Yes, that's exactly right. And like I said, that is the reason why I actually went to the meeting. I talk a lot about the Constitution and about our rights on social media, and I figured, you know, if I stay home and don't go to this meeting, I might as well just keep my mouth shut on social media, because where the rubber meets the road is coming out and being and getting involved. And I already made a heavy commitment to try to get more involved in politics, try to get more involved in with my local government. And then this came along, and I said, well, this needs to be the first step. And I said, it's a big one. I need to go down. And I did. I actually didn't plan on speaking when I went, but I felt like I needed to.
You probably had heard so much nonsense that you could not speak.
That's absolutely correct. There was a lot of just absolute sheer lunacy being spoken at that meeting. I mean, it was just, if you had been there, it would have blown your mind, some of the things that were said. And after hearing that stuff, I couldn't hold back anymore. I had to say something.
Now, one of the things that I've always been curious about, and I've had the privilege of interviewing a number of conservative black Americans such as yourself, what was the response of the people that you know, say, at church? I'm assuming that your church might be more black than white,
yes.
or the friends that you have, the family that you have, when they realize that you were some kind of rootin' tootin' John Wayne. Were they chagrined, or did they give you a high five? What was the reaction?
Well, oddly enough, most of the people who know me, they already know I'm a hardcore conservative. They already know. My whole family knows that I'm a Republican. I vote Republican. I lean right, hard right, and they know that.
The family realize that you're a lost cause.
Well, you know what's funny about that is this. Most of them agree with me. And it's really odd. They agree with the things I say, but then when it's time to vote, they go vote Democrat. I don't understand it.
Mark, I was hoping you would tell me that you did understand it, because I don't. And it just seems to me that all these people that are going to churches where the gospel of Jesus Christ is preached, that is not a gospel of collectivism. And then to turn around and to vote for candidates that want to kill babies and disarm people like the Ku Klux Klan did, that just doesn't make sense.
It does not make any sense. And it is the one message that really needs to be hammered home. How can you go into a church and quote, praise Jesus, and then go out and get into a car with a bumper sticker that supports a political candidate that believes in homosexual marriage and the murder of infants? It doesn't add up. It doesn't
so
add up.
Even at your church, you might have seen an Obama sticker or two?
Absolutely. And that's one of the things I suspect there are many people in my church who've been on my social media page know I'm a conservative. Now, nobody's spoken to me about it or said anything to me about it. But I certainly suspect that they all, that there's many of them in my church that know me, know my stand.
Well, I was hoping that you would have the magic wand and that we could somehow break through to people who actually, in their individual beliefs on issues, are conservative, including the Second Amendment, and that we could somehow get them to come out into the light and to join the ranks of the Clarence Thomases of the world, of the country. But evidently, you haven't found the magic wand either.
Well, it's going to be a process. It really is going to be a process, and that's why I tell everybody that I speak to, every group that I speak to, the one thing that we all need to stop being, we need to stop being afraid. The Republican Party have all the right in the world on its side. We have been right about every major issue in this country. We're right about the issue today when it comes to illegal immigration, as I was saying. Republicans are missing the boat. They need to be speaking directly to these immigrants and telling them, the reason why we want you to come here legally is so that the trouble and crime and drugs that you are running away from don't follow you into this country. If you're coming here for a good reason, we want you to come here legally so you can come here and be safe from the criminals and the gangs that you're running away from. If we just open up the borders, the trouble that you're running from is going to follow you right across the border and it's still going to plague you. So in order for you to be safe in this country, you need to follow our rules, come in legally, so we can keep out the bad guys and bring in the good guys.
Yeah, and it's more than just the gangs. They're something that's tolerated, maybe even encouraged by governments like Mexico's. And certainly Venezuela has been a real nasty piece of work, and Cuba. Mm-hmm. And so when I mention these names among the Hispanics that I worship with, they all say, oh, yeah, Castro, bad. Maduro and Chavez, bad. Mm-hmm. And the Mexican government, bad. But there's such a disconnect because on issues, they're right down the line with a conservative Republican point of view, and then when they go into that voting booth,
yeah. That's absolutely right, and that's what we have got to get over. And I think one of the reasons why that happens so much is because so many Republican politicians don't speak directly to.
I like that point. Let's come back and talk some more about that when we get back from the break, talking about politics and the gun issue with Mark Robinson from Greensboro, North Carolina, and we're going to be back right away.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is a conservative rock star who defended the Second Amendment before a bunch of loopy liberals at the Greensboro, North Carolina City Council meeting. And happily, with our technology that we have today, it didn't have to wait a week or two until a colonial printer could put all that type into a sheet and then screw it down on top of the press, and maybe several days later it finally gets put up on the bulletin board outside the city hall or a church, and people get to read it. That was the internet of the 18th century. Man, mm-hmm. The internet of the 21st century got what Mark Robinson had to say out to the world in such short order. And Mark, you just have blown me away that 51 million views of your, shall we say, corrective therapy for the city council. You talk about something going viral. 51 million views is humongous. No yes. wonder they're afraid of the internet. No wonder they want to regulate the internet. Well, yeah. So I'm getting away. You had a point that you were about to get into when we broke for the break, and if you can remember where you were, please go back to that.
Yeah, I was talking about the illegal immigration issue and how Republican politicians are a lot of times. They're not speaking directly to their different parts of their constituency. And I think right. a lot of times it comes from a fear of not wanting to say the wrong thing or maybe not knowing how to address the issue or what to say to appeal to that part of their constituency. But it's something the Republican Party really desperately needs to work on.
You know, I remember, Mark, I did spend a term, 2 years, in the Virginia House of Delegates, the lower house, like the House of Representatives. And when I was campaigning one time, I was in a neighborhood that had been deeded from back right around the time of the Civil War to a black community. And one of the leaders of that community had invited me into her home. When I was talking to her, she was with me on Right to Life. She was with me on the Second Amendment, big time. She was with me on freedom from compulsion to join a union. Right down all the hot-button issues. And then she looked over at the tabloid newspaper that I was handing out for my campaign, and she saw the Republican chairman of the board's picture on it, and she looked at me and said, "Oh, you're a Republican?" I was dead.
Yeah.
And I haven't learned all this time how you get around that.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. It's going to take a lot of talking. It's going to take a lot of engagement.
One-on-one.
I think it's going to take a change of mindset. Like I said, because so many people are afraid to even broach the subject. So it's going to take a real mindset within our party if we want to broaden our perspective, our political spectrum.
And I agree with that. And I think it's going to be, to a certain extent, advertising can help, because at least they get a chance through an ad to hear that other point of view, if it actually speaks directly to the issues and to them as a constituent.
That's exactly right. I'll give you a quick example. One of the things that I think a lot of Republican politicians are not talking about is this whole issue with the police. And my main point with the police being demonized and being hamstrung and having, this block put on from being able to effectively police neighborhoods. The real crime of that, the real shame of that is going to be that the first people that are going to be hurt by that the most, the people that are going to be hurt the most, are lower income people. The very people that the Democrats are using to push this anti-police agenda, the very people they're using are going to be the very people that are going to be hurt by ineffective policing the most. Because when the police powers are stripped away and the criminals are emboldened because they know that nobody has the police back and the police don't have any teeth, crime's going to shoot through the roof, and the first place it's going to shoot through the roof, and the worst place it's going to shoot through the roof is in low-income neighborhoods.
You know, that some people have begun to refer to that as the Ferguson effect, because Ferguson was a place where racial tensions were exploited by Democrats, and there was violence. And the thing that's always boggled my mind is that when violence breaks out, it occurs in the very places where the people are protesting what they think is the problem. It's in the black communities where the nuts with matches start going to work. And they burn down their own businesses and their own jobs. And if there's anything evil in the world, that's got to be part of it.
That's exactly right. That goes hand in hand with what I was just saying. Who ends up being affected by that? The people who live in those communities, when those businesses are destroyed and those businesses don't feel safe in coming back, they abandon those areas. And then you end up with all these, quote, food deserts and lack of jobs. I mean, you end up with these physical scars in the neighborhood that never heal, because people are afraid to come back. Business owners are afraid to come back. And that's what politicians, those are the points that Republican politicians need to be hammering home. That police departments, sure, they need to be held accountable for their actions. But at the same time, citizens need to embrace law and order. If they want their neighborhoods to be safe, they want their children to be safe, they need to embrace law and order. And if they do not, it's going to bring their neighborhoods down.
One of the things that I'm convinced will help is if we stop misusing the term first responders.
Yes.
That phrase is usually in use to indicate police and firemen. Well, if my house catches on fire and I'm at home, I'm the first responder. If my house is being broken into by a home invader, I'm the first responder. Now, that's will I exactly be effective? Fine. Will I have a fire extinguisher handy? Will I have a that's gun fine handy to protect myself? Or do I have to wait for the second responders to get there? On a good day, that might be 5 minutes or 10.
That's right.
And it
that's
could
right
easily be a lot longer than that. And
yeah,
I think if we can get the words right, that'll help a lot in the battle that we're involved in.
Yeah, and that again goes hand in hand with something I've been talking about for years, and that is this. Everybody wants freedom. Everybody wants to be free. The main component of freedom is responsibility. And that's what as citizens we have to start being again. We have to start being responsible and know that we are ultimately, you are responsible for yourself. You are responsible for your own security. You're responsible for your own home safety. The fire department and police department can only do so much. It really boils down to you. If there's if you don't have a fire extinguisher in your home, you're setting yourself up for failure. If you don't have smoke detectors, you're setting yourself up for failure. You know, if depending on what area you live in, if you don't have a gun, you could potentially be setting yourself up for failure. You need to be ready to respond to emergencies yourself, because we live in a free society, and in a free society, the main component of that freedom is responsibility, and we need to bring that back.
You know, I learned from watching some of your other interviews that when all this started, you were not a gun owner, and I have actually talked to people who have been supporting Gun Owners of America financially, and yet they would admit that, you know, I want to make sure I've protected the right to get a gun if I think I need one, but I don't own one. And so you fit into that, at least you used to, hopefully you don't anymore, that group of people that support the Second Amendment but haven't taken advantage in a full way of its the freedom that it protects. So you're very much with a lot of other people, and I hope that by now you are a gun owner. We'll come back to that point when we get back from this break talking with Mark Robinson, the liberals on the Greensboro, North Carolina City Council's worst nightmare.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Our guest today is Mark Robinson of Greensboro, North Carolina, and he kind of went off on the political landscape like a rocket launched from the city council chamber of Greensboro, North Carolina. And I imagine that the folks in that city council are still singed from your rocket taking off there.
Mark. I've actually been approached by one of them. I met actually my representative on the city council a few weeks back. I met her. She approached me and introduced herself to me. But I've not heard from any of the rest of them.
Well, and likely you won't, because they probably really don't know what to say, because what we keep finding out is that the folks that really think that big government is cruel live in a bubble. And they know that us deplorables are out there, but they don't really know who we are. They have certainly no idea how to communicate with us, or Hillary Clinton might not have gone down in flames. And they're really in a predicament. They can see their span of control shrinking. And what was supposed to have been, under normal circumstances, a landslide election, or at least a good midterm election for them following the presidential election, where one party elects the president and the other party then 2 years later is supposed to have a comeback. I don't see that happening right now. Now, that could change. Republicans are quite capable of throwing victory away. But at the moment, even in spite of a lot of the Republicans, it looks as if they might have a very good year. And I just hope we get enough Republicans that want to fight that we can take advantage of the political climate that we're right now in. And certainly the president himself ought to have been very instructive for so many Republicans that when you fight back, you're going to attract support. Look at the support you have attracted, because you went down to city council, a nowhereville in the national scheme of things, and 51 million views later, they're wishing that they could figure out how to make you go away. And it doesn't look to me as if that's going to happen.
Yeah, well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just chuckling.
That's one of my main issues right now, is trying to make sure we do all we can to support all the candidates for the midterm elections and get as many Republicans voted in as possible so we can keep this momentum going. That's one of my main issues. But now, one of the things I want to really go back to is the issue you called up right before the break with not owning the gun. When it comes to not owning the gun, one of the things that people really, really, really need to understand is this. Fighting for the Second Amendment is not about the gun itself. It's about the right to own the gun. I think that people who do not own firearms and don't ever intend to buy firearms can really make a tremendous statement by standing up for the Second Amendment, because I think they really understand it's not about what I necessarily quote like or my hobby or I like guns. What I like is I like freedom. I like the Constitution, and I understand how important it is to keep the Constitution in place. Of course, gun owners, we already know that. Gun owners already know how important it is to own firearms. The people who do not own firearms that understand that, they're going to be one of our top allies, because I'm here in D.C. right now for the 10th anniversary of D.C. versus Heller, that decision. And from what I understand, one of the individuals who was instrumental in bringing that case, bringing that lawsuit in D.C., was a man who's never been a gun owner. And this guy never owned a gun, but he was able to make a history of, by standing up for our Second Amendment. And I think that's fantastic. So, yes, even people who don't own firearms and don't necessarily like firearms and don't ever want to own one, we need their support, too. And the ones who are out there that are like that, I certainly support them, because I'm telling you, we need everybody's support, because today is the Second Amendment. If they get rid of that one, I can assure you that First Amendment is next.
That is something that many gun owners understand, and I'm glad that you are articulating that from your perspective. That is just absolutely critical that we look at the Bill of Rights and the Constitution more generally as something that we don't pick and choose. And I think, well, I really like that First Amendment thing, but who cares about the Second Amendment? Guns bother me. No, it's all of one piece. It's a fabric of freedom.
That's right. That's right.
One of the things that I am so grateful for your being on the national scene is you're pointing to the fact that rights didn't come out of the pen of a bunch of guys in white wigs at
That's
a convention in the latter part of the 18th century. But these rights basically come from the Christian religion. And you can't separate these rights from Christianity. You get rid of Christianity, you can kiss your rights goodbye.
That's exactly right. I say it like this. Our rights didn't come from the Constitution. Our rights came from God. God endowed us with those rights. Our Constitution simply affirms those rights. And people say, well, why do you think that God would give you the right to own an AR-15 or a 9mm pistol? Look. If you look at God's creation, every animal he created that animal with some type of self-defense. He created the lion with sharp claws and powerful jaws. And to man, he gave the ability to make weapons. He gave man that ability to protect himself, to feed himself. And those rights should not be infringed. If God didn't intend for us to have firearms to protect ourselves and to feed ourselves, we wouldn't have them. Those rights came expressly from him.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that in the biblical account of the first murder, when Cain murders his brother Abel, we never are told whether he used a heavy stick, whether he used a rock, whether sharpened the stick and used it as a dagger. We simply are told that it's wrong to kill.
And that's right.
As the Bible unfolds, you see more and more instances of the use of force being approved of in Scripture. And in fact, we've got a document on the website at gunowners.org called What Does the Bible Say About Guns or Gun Control? Yeah. And it goes into all of these different concepts. There's one of the efforts from the left has for a long time Ben says, well, if you're a Christian, you can't be in favor of killing people because the Bible says thou shalt not kill. Well, actually, it says thou shalt not murder. And there's a big difference. Because if I kill a guy coming into my house in the middle of the night to threaten my family, that's not murder. That's legitimate use of lethal force.
That's right.
So words matter. And, did you use words well. It was beautiful. I hope folks will add to the 51 million that have already seen your presentation there at the Greensboro, North Carolina City Council meeting, because your thoughts were so well organized. Obviously, it wasn't the first time you'd considered these matters. The only thing that was different was that they punched your button. As you said in the beginning, you hadn't even intended to speak, but they were so irritating. They were so out of line and wrong that you couldn't not speak.
That's exactly right. That was the thing that, you know, that led me to go up there and speak. I actually wish that I could put the entire council meeting on my page so people could watch it if they so feel so inclined, because some of the things that were said was just outrageous. I mean, absolutely outrageous.
we could kind of paraphrase, I think it was Art Linkletter that had a book, Kids Say the Darndest Things. Liberal politicians say some of the darndest things.
They sure do.
But the idea that these rights are something that is in the very fabric of creation, and that politicians don't invent these rights, so therefore politicians are not at liberty to take away these rights.
That's right.
That's, I think, what so explodes their heads, that this is something beyond their reach. The Constitution doesn't restrict you and me. The Constitution restricts those Jaspers on the city council in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Right. That's exactly right.
Well, we've come to an all too frequent, untimely end of the Gun Owners News Hour. My guest today has been Mark Robinson, and he is definitely worth seeing. You can find him on YouTube. He's on the gunowners.org site as well. Mark, God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Pam. Have a good day.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.